was all. Four chairs and a Morrison table, steel top and bottom, four sturdy iron legs, surrounded on three sides by wire mesh. She placed the teapot on the tabletop. Fine small china cups and a tin of biscuits with the blinds drawn and the tea and conversation. I almost forgot I was in London in the middle of the war. She stood and poured a second cup of tea when we were jolted by the air raid siren. So she calmly set the teapot down and quickly went into the next room. Within a moment she returned with two sleepy children wrapped in white quilts. She placed the children beneath the tabletop and kissed them both tenderly, kissed them tenderly, and carefully she tucked the bedding around their chins. She asked about my California home, about my friends and family. We talked until we heard the all-clear signal and said goodbye. I still see that woman pouring tea with terror in her eyes as she spoke to me. Her children nestled